Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter scores. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball four. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Averill scores. There goes Kom trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Galatzer moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boss. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walters moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Porter reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Jolly scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walters hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Walters applying the tag. Kaum moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber now playing third base. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Boss reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boss scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Porter bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Johnny Welch now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Hale reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. Farrell scores. Averill moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill scores. Hale moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. That is a stolen base for Kaum. There goes Hale. The throw and he's out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galatzer moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt strikes out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Galatzer moves to third. Boss moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to home to get Galatzer. Boss moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.